Show me the way to go home. I'm slowly walking home, and I didn't have to be walking 5 miles. I could have got a lift, but for some reason I thought I'll walk today. I haven't had any exercise much this week. The last 2 days in particular, I've just been basking in the rays of LED, working in my office. I've got a lot of presentations and talks to kind of flesh out for the week ahead next week, and doing research and, well, let's be honest, mostly procrastinating going down wormholes. It's really windy at the moment. I apologise for the quality of this audio. And I've got a new podcast. Well, not really got a new podcast. I've got I've re-injected some life into my SoundCloud account, which I've had over a year or so. And I was very kind of not into SoundCloud at all, because I felt super loyal to the platform Audioboo. And this is a police car about to pass me. Just about to go down a very slippy roundabout, so I'm going to walk faster so I'm not on his slide path. If I was recording in stereo, you would have had a beautiful pan of a police car in a very big hurry. So, yeah, so why? Why have I kind of fallen out of love with Audioboo? I still love the fact that I can take my phone out and that I can record audio easily and simply. The app does my head in a little bit now. I love the fact that Rotate is back in. I am on a beta app, so I need to kind of check to see whether or not other stuff has been introduced, like the countdown, which I do really miss. I do really miss it. I know that's strange. And so I'm not recording up in real time into SoundCloud. I'm editing pieces and uploading, and this is because of me getting back into the gist of using a high quality audio recording device for both stereo and kind of mono shotgun isolatory audio in noisy places, which is the phone does a very, very good job, and there's nothing better than the excuse of just uploading straight to the web without any editing. But sometimes, you know, you want to use multiple clips, you want to do something over a period of time, or you just want to use nice big tools like expensive looking audio recorders like the Zoom H5, which I've been playing with. God, it's really windy. I'm just going to try and find a little bit of shelter and stand there. It's a huge red fir tree near where I'm standing. How suspicious will I look talking into a spoffled phone under a tree in a garden centre car park? Here we go. This might be better. So the URL you need, because I've not been accepted by iTunes yet, so experimented on SoundCloud in the hope that I get back into the gist of things for a future audio project I'm hoping to launch with a very good friend. And it's soundcloud.com/documentally. So if you go soundcloud.com/documentally, you will find my podcast. And please do subscribe if you can. I have put the RSS feed in the links section on the SoundCloud biography page, if there isn't a subscribe to this RSS option, because obviously a lot of platforms like you to use the platform on the whole. And this is going to be a bit of an experiment, bit of a play. No real format, and I'm wondering whether I should have. Don't expect to reach anywhere in the charts, but if I can occasionally entertain and inspire, I think it's a lot of fun. And it is a lot of fun. Audio is so much fun still. It's just that the recent hiccup with Audioboo almost, well, appearing to turn its back on the community and focus on sport. God, I hate opening this app just because of all this crap that is completely not relevant to me being in my face in the off chance that they can steal my ears away. You want to steal my ears away? You know, introduce me to something that's relevant to me. And as much as you're think that the... I don't know. You need to use these apps to realise how these apps work. You really do. You can't just go, oh, here's a business model, let's shove it in. And people love sports. Let's go with what the majority of people like. Well, maybe people that love these kind of apps don't like sport as much as you think, so...
Bit more research. Oh wow, I just looked up into the tree. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's also very, very tree-y with a lot of loose-looking branches. So if this audio stops, well, you wouldn't hear it because I wouldn't have a chance to upload it because there's a faff just to do that when I stop speaking. So, which, don't worry, will be soon. And my walk, I probably have another 20 minutes left on my walk, which is good. I just stopped for a beer and a big, massive plate of food in a pub. I could have stopped at this garden centre, which was the next stop. But, you know, garden centres are a little bit like supermarket kitchens, restaurants now. There's something soulless and sterile about them. When I walked into the pub and the guy, who looks like he's been drinking it all day, gave me a nod and a hello and recommended what I should eat. And the guy behind the bar was so proud to say, we cook it right here, it's home cooked. And there was a selection of ales, and I just felt really inspired to go on a longer walk, to go on a longer walk and embrace inns and pubs, and walk with no plans and maybe a small backpack and a phone and maybe a pro audio recorder, because it'd be hard to leave that behind. And just pop in and say, do you have a room for the night? And your finest pie and a glass of ale, please. And I just really like the thought of that. To walk with no destination and just to experience the countryside and be alone with your thoughts 1 minute, and then in a bustling inn, the hub of a village community, the next. So there's a project I might do in the not-too-distant future. How to turn that into work? That's what I have to think. How do I turn that into work? Maybe review some tech on the road. Maybe do something with Foursquare, off the beaten track. I don't know. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm rambling now. That'll be what happens when you have a lunchtime pint. This was mainly to say, please check out soundcloud.com/documentally, subscribe, follow, do all the things that people beg you to do. And I always used to go, why are they doing that? And then I realised that once somebody is subscribed, they tend to be connected, and we are lazy nowadays. There is so much flying at us that we click on it for 1 second, forget about it the next. Subscribing is creating a more permanent, I guess, relationship. And these are two-way platforms. If you are listening through SoundCloud, please leave a comment. And I should probably speak more like there are people that I'm talking to, like I do right now. And people are really keen to leave comments on Audio Boo. So the community hasn't been killed yet, thankfully. Oh, bless them. I do like the people I do come into contact with, Audio Boo, the coders, desperately trying to make everything work, despite the people who are obviously at the stage where we really got to make some money now. And I hope it's not just because they want to exit, but this is startup mentality. What do you expect? There's quite often non-sustainable mindsets. It's pump and dumps, and let's get as many hits and listens and follows and connections as possible before we sell it on, wash our hands and move on to the next business. Yet there are so many people passionate about these spaces and places where we are planting and seeding our stories and thoughts, and we'd like to hang around and watch them grow and watch them evolve. But the internet doesn't seem, or the corporate side of the internet doesn't seem to want to hang around. It's about
getting in, making as much money as possible, getting out and moving on to the next thing for fear of it becoming irrelevant, maybe. Anyway, I promised I'd go, so I'm going. Onwards with the walk and to once again be alone with my thoughts. And of course, the many podcasts I've got to catch up on. If you are a podcaster, if you do make audio and share it, thank you so much. I learn so much and really enjoy it. Keep doing it. Keep on keeping on. Cross platforms, no matter where.